This is the Texas Standard.
Over the span of some 14 years, 22 prisoners died from extreme heat in state prisons from South Texas to Dallas. But 22, well, that number only reflects what state prison officials have acknowledged. According to health experts who've actually visited heated prisons and human rights experts as well, the actual number of heat deaths is much higher. Well, this week, a federal judge signed off on a deal that could be historic, although some prisoners say it just doesn't go far enough or fast enough. Gabrielle Banks is a federal court reporter for the Houston Chronicle and was at the hearing this week. A federal judge signing off on this deal. This is not a court order per se. This is not an adjudication in this case, I should say. Gabrielle, is that right? He's just basically saying the deal passes his muster?
Yeah, he said it was extraordinary. He called the deal magnificent, but it really is the two sides, the lawyers for the inmates at the Wallace Pack unit, which is a geriatric unit near Houston, sort of a farm area. The lawyers for those inmates and the top officials in the state prison system putting their heads together and hammering out a deal.
Okay, but first, what does the deal actually do? And this is a geriatric prison, we should, as you pointed out.
Yes, the deal puts temporary air conditioning there during the hottest months of the year for the next two summers. And it also sets up permanent air conditioning pending legislative approval when the legislature meets beginning in 2020.
This is one prison, one special prison. How many other prisons now are without any air conditioning?
75 Texas prisons, the vast majority do not have air conditioning, 29 have it. And our reporting uncovered that Brian Collier, who's the head of the prison system, in order to avert future litigation by inmates perhaps, also to protect the many thousands of people in his care, is trying to take steps to move people who are at the greatest risk, given a certain set of categories that were set aside in this agreement. He's looking to move some of those people to air-conditioned units.
Why are some prisoners saying it's not good enough?
Well, I think they want air conditioning for everyone in all the prisons. There are certain areas that they didn't get air conditioning. There was a day room. There's a shower area, things like that. They also said that they were complaining in court yesterday about acts of what they said was retaliation. Another interesting wrinkle in the PAC case is Hurricane Harvey. So when three prisons were evacuated along the Brazos River, one of those, the Stringfellow unit, evacuated to the PAC unit, which had been emptied under a court order because the judge says it wasn't safe for these geriatric inmates to be there that were heat sensitive. And so once the Stringfellow inmates set foot there, those who were heat sensitive, the lawyers, they did great lawyering, and they said, once you set foot here, you're on, hallowed ground, and these PAC inmates are protected. So they had to move out the Stringfellow inmates. Now those removed Stringfellow inmates who were heat sensitive are saying, why aren't we included in the final deal?
You have a memorable quotation from someone who's serving a life sentence in one of these lockups. And he says he's gotten letters from people who say extreme heat, well, you can die and go to hell. Which is obviously a powerful line, but it expresses the sentiment of certainly some victims' families. Put this in some perspective. Is Texas extraordinary or out of the mainstream when it comes to air conditioning in its facilities?
It is pretty ordinary in terms of state prisons around the country. What's different is the weather, as we all know. But I looked at prisons around the country, and there are five states that have air conditioning for all inmates. There are 21 states that have air conditioning for most state prisoners, but the vast majority, and interestingly enough, all of the Gulf states do not have air conditioning at the majority of their prisons. The lawyers hammered out this agreement, which could be used to bring lawsuits, similar lawsuits, from inmates all around the country.
Gabrielle Banks is a federal court reporter for the Houston Chronicle. She's been covering this story. Gabrielle, thanks so much.
Thank you.